The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 5th of April, 2008. It's the birthday of Thomas Hobbes, the philosopher, born 1588, Malmesbury in Wiltshire, England, best known for his work Leviathan, in which he said that the life of man in a state of nature without a civil government is solitary, poor, nasty, brutish, and short. It's the birthday of the poet Algernon Charles Swinburne, born London, 1837, wrote finely crafted poems about subjects that many Victorian critics found offensive, including sadism and vampires, in his collection Poems and Ballads. It's the birthday of Booker T. Washington, born a slave in Franklin County, Virginia, 1856. In 1881, he was asked to become the principal of a new training school for African Americans at Tuskegee, Alabama, which began in a single building with 30 students and which he grew into a modern university. Among his dozen books was his autobiography, Up from Slavery. It's the birthday of Robert Bloch, born in Chicago in 1917, who gave us many horror stories, including Psycho. And it's the birthday of the poet Richard Eberhardt, born in Austin, Minnesota, 1904, whose selected poems, 1930 to 1965, won the Pulitzer Prize in 1966. Here's a poem for today by the English poet John Betjeman, entitled Diary of a Church Mouse. Here among long discarded cassocks, damp stools and half-split open hassocks, here where the vicar never looks, I nibble through old service books. Lean and alone I spend my days behind this Church of England bays. I share my dark, forgotten room with two oil lamps and half a broom. The cleaner never bothers me, so here I eat my frugal tea. My bread is sawdust, mixed with straw. My jam is polish for the floor. Christmas and Easter may be feasts for congregations and for priests, and so may Whitsun all the same, they do not fill my meager frame. For me the only feast at all is autumn's harvest festival, when I can satisfy my want with ears of corn around the font. I climb the eagle's brazen head to burrow through a loaf of bread. I scramble up the pulpit stair and gnaw the marrows hanging there. It is enjoyable to taste these items ere they go to waste. But how annoying when one finds that other mice with pagan minds come into church, my food to share, who have no proper business there. Two field mice, who have no desire to be baptized, invade the choir. A large and most unfriendly rat comes in to see what we are at. He says he thinks there is no God, and yet he comes. It's rather odd. This year he stole a sheaf of wheat. It screened our special preacher's seat. And prosperous mice from fields away come in to hear the organ play, and under cover of its notes ate through the altar's sheaf of oats. A low church mouse who thinks that I am too papistical and high, yet somehow doesn't think it wrong to munch through harvest evensong, while I, who starve the whole year through, must share my food with rodents who, except at this time of the year, not once inside the church appear. Within the human world, I know, such goings-on could not be so. For human beings only do what their religion tells them to. They read the Bible every day and always, night and morning, pray. And just like me, the good church mouse, worship each week in God's own house. But all the same, it's strange to me how very full the church can be with people I don't see at all, except at Harvest Festival. Diary of a Church Mouse by John Betjeman from his collected poems, published by Fair Strauss and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. produced by Ella Shovanik and engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org.